And speaking of Eureka Springs, investigation continues into some stolen crochet art. An outdoor installation by Eureka Springs musician and crochet artist Gina Rose Galena was vandalized last month in Eureka. She had temporarily wrapped the trunks of a half dozen box elder trees standing in the city's North Main Street Music Park with hand-crocheted coverings. The yarn works were originally commissioned by the city for an Art of Crochet festival. She says she first discovered the tree sweaters were missing while driving by the park late last month.
And a few people were saying, oh, well, maybe somebody needed them for blankets because they were cold. Well, I wish that was the case, but if they did, they're ruined. That's a lot of repair work.
It took Gina Galena and a team of artists a month to crochet the blankets, carefully stitching the 2x6 foot tall coverings into place. She says both locals and tourists enjoyed what she calls tree sweaters. She's also been known to cover tall light posts and other outdoor infrastructure referred to by crochet artists as yarn bombing. Galena says since word got out about the theft, she's received offers to help redrape the music park forest.
I kind of see it as a way of painting. You know, when I cover a chair, it's like, oh, it's kind of almost like I painted it, but I covered it with yarn, and it's texture, it's fun, it's, like I said, it's unusual. People go, oh my gosh, there's all these crocheted trees.
Galena plans to host a winter crochet party to create a fresh set of tree sweaters. In the meantime, she's alerted Eureka trash collectors to keep watch for her ruined quilts, hoping to catch the vandals.
Yeah, if I find out who they are, if I catch them, I'm going to make them learn how to crochet.
Galena says Eureka Springs police investigating the theft have estimated the value of the crochet art at $1,800.